Did you ask how the treehouse is coming? I'm building a treehouse for my 7-year-old, and well, it's taken a long time. I have to YouTube every single thing before I do it. Figure out how I'll do it, and also I gotta go to Home Depot and buy another power tool every day. Seems like but it's going great, it's beautiful. It's like a little tiny house in the tree.
The bridge that I built up on the extra space.
Is she allowed to play in it before you finish it? She can play in it, but she wants to paint it, and that's going to be the letting go part. Because I used like this really beautiful wood, and I used a bunch of heart pine left over from my house that's about 30 years old. Actually, it's about 150 years old, heart pine, and because it was recycled. And so I did the trim, and it's really beautiful heart pine, and she's going to slap some rainbow colors up on that stuff. So my friend Tanner, who helped me start the treehouse, she helped me get the platform up. She's like, just do me a favor. Just take a picture before she paints it. And that's what I want to remember. Good thing you don't have kids. That doesn't work. Yeah. I told her once I finish the last support, it's hers. She can do whatever she wants. I'm going to take the windows off and make sure she can get paint on those. Other than that, anything goes.
Is she excited?
Yeah. She's using it as like a, it's like a sort of a value on the playground right now. You come to the paint party.
Oh.
It's like an asset. Bargaining chip.
It's cool, like OZ. She's like growing up in the woods and getting a tree house and stuff handmade by her baba. Like Cleo, she's just like, I want a hoverboard.
That's not a bad.
We're gonna make her earn it though. She has to read books to get her hoverboard.
I'm gonna give her one for Christmas. Just foil all of her intentions.
He's dancing over and I was like,
that'd be funny.